Pop singer Olivia Rodrigo erupts on Trump administration for picking fights with pop stars. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 7, 2026. Grammy-winning pop star Olivia Rodrigo erupted on President Donald Trump's administration for picking fights with pop stars. After being asked about the time the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, used her song, All American Bitch, in one of its videos, Rodrigo told NPR that she thinks it's a distraction tactic. It was just awful to see a song that I wrote about feeling trapped in a misogynistic box that we put women in. This song being put to these just grotesque, cruel scenes of ICE raids, the Good For You singer said. At the time the ICE video came out, Rodrigo reacted by lashing out at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, for using one of her songs in a video about deportations. Looking back on the matter now, the vampire singer says she believes whole ordeal was meant to divert the public's attention. Picking fights with pop stars is a great distraction, Rodrigo told NPR. You know, while they do kind of other really awful, awful things. The DHS, meanwhile, told Billboard, America is grateful all the time for our federal law enforcement officers who keep us safe, and suggested that Ms. Rodrigo thank them for their service, not belittle their sacrifice. Rodrigo is not the only singer that has complained about the Trump administration using their music for its videos. Last year, pop singer Sabrina Carpenter erupted at the White House for using one of her songs in an ICE video, calling the agency inhuman, evil and disgusting. Not the criminals, rapists, and murderers ICE is arresting for deportation. In June, pop star Ariana Grande reacted to a TikTok reel depicting border agents placing illegals in handcuffs, with her 2024 hit, Bye, as a soundtrack, by demanding that the Trump administration to cease and desist, and calling the enforcement of U.S. law barbaric, inhumane, heinous nonsense. Last month, Rodrigo helped raise $20 million for Planned Parenthood and other left-wing groups through her newly launched Daisy Chain Fields Festival. Alana Mastrangelo Rask is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.